Welcome to our next class. We are going to continue from where we left off before. This is Evangelicals in the Political Arena after the 1970s. Well, we had talked in our previous session how fear and anger began to rise in the 1960s, the Cold War, atomic weapons, the threat, the prospect of World War III, legalization of abortion, 1973, removal of prayer from schools, impeachment of Nixon. So if you're looking at the PowerPoint slides, you can see those, but there was a feeling of urgency that evangelicals needed to do something. Billy Graham had called evangelicals to repentance throughout the 50s and 60s, but the moral landslide of the country only continued. So two evangelicals that arose, two fundamentalist evangelicals that arose were Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. You know, two quotes that really stand out in the midst of this. Falwell had said in the 60s that I would find it impossible to stop preaching the pure saving gospel of Jesus Christ and begin doing anything else, including fighting communism or participating in civil rights reforms. Pat Robertson had said, I'm not political in thinking, but spiritual, except that I hope Bible-believing people will be placed in positions of political responsibility. Now, those are both some interesting quotes, especially coming from two men that went on to lead, essentially found, and then lead the political activism of evangelicals. So evangelicals were moving now from the days of Billy Graham with all of the calls to repentance to beginning to make their way in the 70s, hearing calls for activism. We need to do something. Falwell had a growing radio ministry that aired his sermons, and Robertson had the 700 Club, which was one of the very first television ministries, and the sharp moral landslide of America. This is according to the New York Times back in the 70s. It changed millions of evangelical Americans to begin believing that, you know, we can't just keep hoping for a revival. We've really got to be involved and make this revival happen. We've got to get into the political arena. This cannot continue. Well, as evangelicals everywhere were being changed, so were Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, from saving souls to saving America. Well, Pat Robertson, it was the Watergate scandal, had a massive impact upon him. Evangelicals felt more than ever they had to get involved. Robertson invited Jimmy Carter to his show in the mid-1970s. I think it was 1975. He didn't give an endorsement, but he gave very favorable coverage to the candidate, Jimmy Carter. And he expected Carter, that if Carter's elected, that Carter's going to fill his cabinet with positions for Christians. Many, many Christians are going to go to D.C. Well, Carter was elected, but that's not what happened. Robertson felt betrayed, and that was the flake that started an entire avalanche. He became politically active majorly after that. Jerry Falwell, the moral landslide of the nation, pushed him to announce an I Love America tour where he traveled the nation. It was a very patriotic tour, but it was a little different than Billy Graham's tours or Billy Graham's crusades. You see, Falwell traveled the nation urging his radio audiences, they'd come out to see him, urging them to bear the burden of revival and save America. Falwell credited Francis Schaeffer for his turn into activism, though. The I Love America tour was a step away from the pulpit, but it wasn't full-blown political activism. When Falwell had read a little bit more of Francis Schaeffer and had come into contact with him, that was what made all the change in the world. Suddenly, Falwell has gone from the pulpit to his patriotic tour in 1976 to founding the Moral Majority in 1979. Schaeffer was one of the few evangelicals that was alarmed by Roe v. Wade. That was back in 1972. You see, that the narrative that I'd always heard up to these studies is that abortion is what awoke evangelicals. Well, that's not quite true, because Roe v. Wade is 1972, and most evangelicals were fine with it because they believed that abortion would happen on a small scale, that this allows it to happen, but probably not too many abortions are going to happen. So they sort of turned a blind eye to it. Francis Schaeffer was quite prophetic and said, no, 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 this is the most significant thing. Because if you take a look at Schaefer's Whatever Happened to the Human Race, his documentary entitled that, he gets into this, but just shows that abortion on demand is not just going to be a small thing. You're going to have it happening by the hundreds of thousands. And by the end of the 1970s, it had touched a million of aborted children. So you had abortion going through the roof, and that had a massive impact upon evangelicals everywhere. Jerry Falwell, Schaefer's philosophy that, we'll get to Falwell in a second, but Schaefer's philosophy was one of called co-belligerency. Christians should unite with non-Christians as allies against a shared enemy, liberalism. This laid the groundwork for what later became the religious right, the Christian right. Theological distinctions had been diminishing by the 1950s. Southern Baptists began to attend events with Pentecostals and Methodists. As theological distinctions diminished, moral imperatives increased in importance. So the movement was starting to become defined more and more by moral issues. Francis Schaefer had said to Falwell, this was key in his thinking, that God used pagans to do his work in the Old Testament, so why don't you use pagans to do your work now? Very interesting. Paul Weyrich of the Heritage Foundation, the founder of Heritage Foundation, said, the new political philosophy, it must be defined by us in moral terms, packaged in non-religious language, and propagated throughout the country by our new coalition. Well, as the nation slid further and further, it seems many would agree that for the love of God, we must save America.